And now on Radio 4, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Saturday, the 18th of October, 2025. There are warnings of gales in Shannon and Rockall. The general synopsis at 1800. High 40s, 1027, expected Germany, 1028, by 1800 Saturday. Atlantic low expected 200 miles west of Shannon, 976, by same time. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, west 2 to 4, backing south 4 to 6 later, mainly fair, good. North at Sierra, south at Sierra. Westerly, backing southerly later, 2 to 4, occasionally 5 later in north at Sierra, mainly fair, good. 40s, Cromarty, 4th, Tyne, Dogger. South, southeast, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later. Showers, good. Fisher, German Bight. Variable 2 to 4, becoming south, southwest, 3 to 5 later. Mainly fair, good. Humber, Thames. Variable 2 to 4, becoming southeast, 4 or 5. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Dover, White, Portland. East or southeast, 3 to 5. Showers, good. Plymouth. Southeasterly, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later in west. Rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. Biscay. Southeasterly, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later in northwest. Rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. Trafalgar. Easterly or southeasterly, veering southwesterly later in northwest, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in southeast. Showers, good. South Fitzroy. Variable 2 to 4 at first in southeast, otherwise southerly, veering westerly later in northwest, 4 to 6. Fog patches in southeast, occasional rain in west. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor in southeast. North Fitzroy, Seoul. Southeasterly, 4 to 6, veering southerly, 5 to 7, perhaps gale 8 later, then veering westerly, 4 to 6 later in west. Occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. Southeast 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later, perhaps gale 8 later. Occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Shannon, Rockall. Southeast veering southwest later in Shannon, 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later. Occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Malin, Hebrides. Southeast 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later, perhaps gale 8 later in Malin. Occasional rain, good, occasionally moderate or poor. Bailey, southeast 4 to 6, occasional rain, good, occasionally moderate or poor. Fair Isle, Faroes. South or southwest, backing southeast later, 3 to 5. Showers, good. And southeast Iceland. Southerly or southwesterly, backing easterly later, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in west. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic. Southeast by south, 5. 19 miles, 1023, falling slowly. Stornoway. South by west, 3, slight drizzle, 24 miles, 1024, falling slowly. Lerwick, south-southwest, 2, 32 miles, 1026, falling slowly. Wick Automatic, east by south, 1, rain, 4 miles, 1025, falling slowly. Aberdeen, east by south, 1, recent drizzle, 8 miles, 1026, steady. Lucas, north, 1, more than 38 miles, 1026, falling slowly. Boomer, south-southeast, 1, 1026, rising slowly. Bridlington, northeast, 2, 1026, rising slowly. Sand Eddy Light Vessel Automatic, northeast by north, 3, more than 27 miles, 1025. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, east by north, 6, 11 miles, 1024. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, east, 5, 1024, falling slowly. Jersey, east by south, 4, 24 miles, 1022, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, east by south, 6, 11 miles, 1023. Scilly Automatic, southeast, 5, 6 miles, 1020, falling slowly. Milford Haven, southeast, 4, 16 miles, 1023, now falling. Aberporth, southeast, 3, 32 miles, 1024, now falling. Valley, east, 2, 13 miles, 1024, falling slowly. Liverpool Crosby, southeast by east, 2, 9 miles, 1025, now rising. Valentia, southeast, 4, 27 miles, 1017, falling slowly. Ronald's Way, east by south, 4, 13 miles, 1024, falling slowly. Mallon Head, southeast, 4, 9 miles, 1023, now rising. And Macrahanish Automatic, east by north, 2, 22 miles, 1024, falling slowly. And here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300. The general situation: high pressure over the North Sea, declining eastwards through Saturday as an Atlantic low approaches. The low reaches Ireland late Sunday, bringing outbreaks of rain and strengthening winds. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southerly, southeasterly, 3 to 5, occasionally 2 in southwest. Mainly fair, good. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Southerly, southeasterly, 3 to 5, occasionally 6, later in east. Showers later, good, occasionally moderate later. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Variable 3 or less, becoming south 2 to 4, then backing southeast 4 to 6 later. Mainly fair, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Variable 3 or less, becoming south or southeast 3 to 5. Mainly fair, good. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland. Variable 3 or less, becoming southeasterly 3 to 5 later. Showers. Mainly good. Northumberland to Selsey Bill. Easterly or southeasterly, 3 or 4, occasionally 5 later. Showers, mainly good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Southeast, 3 to 5. Mainly fair, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Southeasterly, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later in west. Showers, mainly good. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Southeast, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later. Showers, occasional rain later in west. Good, occasionally moderate later in west. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel. Southeast, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later. Showers, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Southeast, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later. Fair, rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. Isle of Man. Southeast, 3 to 5, increasing 5 to 7 later. Rain later, good, becoming moderate or poor later. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough. East or southeast, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later. Showers, then rain later. Good, occasionally moderate. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Easterly, or southeasterly, 3 to 5, increasing 5 to 7 later in southwest. Showers, then rain later, good, occasionally moderate. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Southeasterly, 3 to 5, increasing 5 to 7 in west. Fair, occasional rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Southeasterly, 3 to 5, increasing 5 to 7 later in south. Showers, good. And Shetland Isles. South or southwest, 3 to 5, occasional rain, moderate or good. And that completes the shipping forecast. Well, that's it for another day here on BBC Radio 4. In a few moments, we'll join the World Service for the news at 1am with Chris Berrell. But in the meantime, on behalf of Andrew Peach in the newsroom and myself, Al Ryan, here in Broadcasting House, if you have been, thanks for listening. Have a safe, quiet and peaceful night. Good night. Ihuwa.
Welcome to the newsroom from the BBC World Service. I'm Ankur Desai. Presidents Trump and Zelensky held talks at the White House, but did they get what they wanted?
We spoke about air defense. It's important for us.
We'd much rather have them not need Tomahawks. We'd much rather have the war be over.
In Britain, King Charles's brother Andrew is giving up his royal titles after more accusations about his links to the late sex offender Jeffrey Epstein.
This vindicates Virginia, and these monsters can't escape from it. The truth will find its way out.
A jury in New York has found that the operations of the French banking giant BNP Paribas contributed to atrocities committed during the rule of the former Sudanese president Omar al-Bashir. And also, how's your Latin?
It says, Dis manibus sexto congenio vero, militi classis praetoriae missinensis.
Find out how the gravestone of an ancient Roman soldier has turned up in Louisiana. All of this to follow after this BBC World News update.
Hello, I'm Chris Berrow with the BBC News. The Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has failed to secure Tomahawk missiles from the United States following a meeting at the White House with President Trump. Mr. Zelensky had travelled to Washington hoping to obtain supplies of these long-range weapons to attack Russia. Nomia Iqbal sent this report.
President Trump has made it clear he wants to tackle Russia and Ukraine's ongoing war. President Zelensky has adopted a strategy of flattering him over that as he tries to convince the US leader to give him Tomahawk missiles in order to strike Russian oil and energy facilities. But after leaving the White House, he indicated he may not have got what he wanted. President Trump has often said he is prepared to punish Russia with further sanctions if they don't end the war. But so far, he has not delivered on that.
A New York court has found that the French bank BNP Paribas helped the Sudanese government under Omar al-Bashir carry out atrocities in Darfur by providing it with financial support. Three people who brought the case were awarded more than $20 million in compensation. Mickey Bristow has the details.
The plaintiffs said they'd been tortured by Sudanese soldiers and militias in Darfur and partly blamed BNP Paribas for enabling the government to fund these atrocities. At the time, the French bank allowed Sudan to use its financial services to conduct international trade in oil, cotton and other commodities. The plaintiff's lawyer said the bank had rescued, shielded and fed the economy of a dictator. The bank argued that the atrocities 20 years ago would have happened anyway.
King Charles's brother Andrew says he's giving up all his titles and honours except that of prince. It follows new revelations concerning his relationship with the late US convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. Rob Watson has more.
Prince Andrew says he took the decision in discussion with his brother.